AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court appears inclined to reject President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship. Sagar Magani reports the president himself magnified the pivotal nature of the case by showing up.
He's the first sitting president to attend oral arguments and heard an administration lawyer face skeptical questions across the spectrum about his order saying kids born to parents in the country illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Chief Justice John Roberts notes federal law gives citizenship to everyone born on American soil, with exceptions like kids of foreign diplomats and of foreign invaders.
I'm not quite sure how you can get to that big group from such tiny and sort of idiosyncratic examples.
Ketanji Brown Jackson focused on the logistics of figuring out who is entitled to citizenship.
Is this happening in the delivery room?
The president left after about an hour, later posting on social media, "We are the only country in the world stupid enough to allow birthright citizenship. Actually, about three dozen do, nearly all in the Americas." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices eased today, Brent crude settling back to around $101 per barrel, and stocks rallied worldwide on the prospect of an end to the war in the Middle East. John Gambrell has more from Dubai.
President Trump has posted online claiming that Iran's president had asked for a ceasefire, but Trump has reiterated his threat to attack Iran militarily. Trump warned that he would bomb the Islamic Republic, quote, back to the Stone Ages. Trump already had set an April 6th deadline for Iran to open the strait. Otherwise, he had threatened that he would have the military bomb power stations.
And NASA's Artemis II mission has blasted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, four astronauts on a 10-day flight around the moon. This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh has a look at how the pioneer programs of women's college basketball have faded.
Women's hoops powerhouses like UConn and South Carolina stand on the shoulders of schools like Immaculata, Queens College, Wayland Baptist, and Delta State. Delta State Athletic Director Mike Kinnison.
It was pretty magical.
During the 50 years of the women's basketball poll, those pioneering programs haven't been able to sustain the dynasty-level success that shaped women's hoops in the 1970s.
We do have to take a lot of pride in what we have.
The Lady Statesmen were the first number one team when the women's basketball poll debuted in 1976. Money reshaped the sports landscape, and competitive advantages shifted to big schools with big budgets.
The money investment.
Current Delta State women's coach Tracy Stewart Lang.
You know, how they're all slotted into the emphasis of your university.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.